What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And over the last several years, we have seen the intrusiveness of the government into our private lives knoweth no bounds. And apparently the FBI is now after consumers' credit data, not just targeted individuals who are under suspicion for having done something. They want it all so they can run it through their computers and look for anything they deem to be suspicious. So the FBI has secretly demanded access to a whole bunch of consumer data. Apparently, they're doing this through what are called the National Security Letters, which, by the way, there's nothing about that in the Constitution either. And basically, these National Security Letters supposedly compel these companies to turn over information to the FBI and at the same time have a gag order where the recipient is forbidden from discussing that they got the National Security Letter. So a lot of it is operating in the dark, as it were, and they're just out there fishing through your data, trying to find something they can prosecute you for. And interesting timing. Fox News is now running the story on how the FBI offered unsupported information to obtain the FISA warrants, which we already know. And again, they've got Comey out there saying, well, there was no malice intended. There was no bias out there. It was just sloppy, incompetent work. And if I were the president, I would say, all right, you're sloppy and incompetent. We'll forget about the idea of whether there was bias or anything. But you're all still fired anyway just for being sloppy and incompetent. Because you're supposed to be the FBI, and you're supposed to be doing it a little bit better than anybody else. Now, we mentioned this a little bit earlier in the show, and I view this story with great alarm. Virginia lawmakers are preparing to pass this draconian gun control bill that would make most guns in the state illegal. And there's been a huge response to it. People are very angry about this. You have sheriffs who are out there saying, we're just going to deputize everybody so they are exempt from these laws. And apparently over in Tazewell County, they have formed an official active militia, basically going back to that Second Amendment to the Constitution, that in order to ensure the security of a free state, which Virginia sees itself as, that the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So, to all those who like to mock gun owners and ask if they're going to fight tyranny and militia, apparently Virginia's answer is, yeah, that's exactly what we're planning to do. And, of course, the Virginia government is now talking about calling in the National Guard. The National Guard leadership is saying this is a completely inappropriate use of the National Guard. So, again, the gun grabbers are pushing as hard and as fast as they can. They may have pushed too hard and too fast, and now people are really waking up. And as I was saying to that caller earlier in the program, I don't want to see a civil war break out in this country. But if one does, I'm optimistic. Because conservatives, by and large, are the gun owners. Most of them have military experience. The liberals, on the other hand, they hate guns. They don't touch guns. They still can't figure out which bathrooms to use. And so I think probably that right there should convince cooler heads that maybe getting into an actual street battle with gun owners is not a good idea. Now, as you're probably aware, over in China, there's been a major, major problem with African swine fever that has just infected something like one-third of the entire stock of pigs in China. It's resulted in huge shortages. China is shopping around the world looking for pork because they're huge pork consumers. Well, apparently it has now come on out. This was not a natural occurrence here. Chinese criminal gangs have been flying drones over farms to infect perfectly healthy pigs with African swine fever. Then they go to the farms, They say, your pigs are sick. We'll buy them anyway for pennies on the dollar. Then they turn around and resell the meat from these infected pigs as perfectly healthy, according to SCMP. And that explains the rapid spread of the illness. What a monstrous, monstrous scheme that is. Talk about very, very evil minds at work here. Okay, going to take another phone call. Ken in Michigan, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I got two things for you today. One, the FBI wanting your credit card data so they can pour through it to see what they could charge you with. Well, if they can't take your guns by, and that's the second thing is Virginia, if they can't take your guns by legislation, they're going to take it by charging you with a felony. So you can't have them. That's what I see going on there. And with Virginia, if, you know, either the federal government or the state government wants to go this route that Virginia went with their state legislature, I could see this spreading like wildfire across the entire United States, where counties just say, yeah, we're gun-free. You know, we're gun sanctuaries, and everybody's a deputy, and the militia gets a new rise, you know, from any legitimate, you know. So like back in the 90s when the Michigan State Police were targeting, you know, militia members, they can't do that now because it's legitimate. It's a militia.
Yes. Well, do you remember it was a couple of years ago they were trying to get this idea that anybody who was a military veteran was automatically presumed to be suffering PTSD and lost their Second Amendment rights, and that was clearly intended to disarm Americans with military experience to basically get them off the playing field. That one, fortunately, didn't take hold.
Thank God, because we need those veterans. With all their
All joking aside, I don't want to see a civil war in this country. I don't want to see an armed revolution. I don't want to see blood in the streets. But it does feel like Washington, D.C. is not willing to back down. And at some point, yeah, somebody's going to start shooting. We're going to have Lexington and Concord all over again.
Right, but you're also looking at, you know, there's what, 3,300 counties in the country, if you've got the majority of them are in, you know, quote unquote red states. So if you've got 3,000 gun sanctuaries, you know, and 300, you know, gun free counties, there really isn't going to be any shooting. I mean, it could spread like wildfire through the whole country. And the Supreme Court, for whatever it's worth, could just say, yeah, it's legal. And
yeah,
if
you can ignore Title VIII by saying, well, we're a sanctuary city for illegal immigrants, then the liberals don't have any justification for opposing the idea of a sanctuary city for law-abiding gun owners.
Right. And that would... totally, the gun debate's over because they don't have a leg to stand on. Because one is constitutional, you know. So,
well, I'd love for the gun debate to be over, but it's never going to be over. Because the gun grabbers, you know, until they get what they want, they're going to keep trying to find ways to push their agenda. There are going to be more false flag mass shootings. We're going to see the demonization of guns and gun owners. They're going to try and pass more laws to limit the kind of weapons the American people are allowed to have. I mean, did you see the fuss they made over that Nerf gun? You know, it's an assault-style Nerf gun. How dare they? And, I mean, it really has reached the point of ridiculousness. And it may surprise you to know, Gandhi favored private ownership of firearms. He said you should be polite with them. You know, you shouldn't go out and do any bad thing with it. But he said, yeah, You gotta have guns if you're going to be a free people.
Right. Well, here's another thing. If they try and pull false flags, you know, mass shootings and whatnot, and like, let's say they try and pull it in a gun sanctuary. One, it's going to be, you know, every citizen in the county, like in Virginia, what the one sheriff was talking about doing, every citizen in the county is a deputy. So if you're a deputy, you have arresting rights. You know, you can arrest somebody.
Yes.
And you're carrying a weapon. So if you try and pull off a mass shooting and there's people around watching it, you know, everybody's armed, it's not going to fly. It's going to, like you say, I've heard you say millions of times, the government lies are usually clocked with egg timers.
Yeah, they really are here. And let's face it, they've botched so many of these false flag attacks, whether it was Sandy Hook or the Boston Marathon bombing. Again, the American people are not the naive, trusting people that they were back in the 50s and 60s. And I'm frankly not surprised at the reaction we're seeing from the gun owners of Virginia, where they're realizing the gun grabbers are serious. They want that Second Amendment to go away. They're already attacking the First Amendment, at least in regards to Israel. We don't have a legitimate government in this country anymore, because a legitimate government has to, you know, constrain itself to that Constitution and that Bill of Rights. And this government is not doing that. Hence, they are not a legitimate government. It's just a criminal enterprise that has usurped power for its own benefits. And now they're afraid that the real world is catching up with them, and that's why they're desperate to take the guns away from the American people.
And I'm afraid, what I'm really afraid of, is we just, last year, 18, elected a Democrat governor of Michigan. So she's talking about gun control measures and this, that, and everything else. And I'm worried about she's going to try and do something like they've done in Virginia. That's, you know, and then we're going to be right there with Virginia going, well, wait a minute, you know, and seeing what's playing out in Virginia, playing out in Michigan. I don't want that.
Well, you know, it's all about power and control, and that's why they're specifically obsessing about what they like to call assault rifles and we like to call sporting rifles. Even though most crimes are committed with, you know, disposable cheap Saturday night specials, and the fact that, you know, doctors are killing more people than assault rifles, but nobody talks about getting rid of doctors. It's all about disarming the American people so they will do what they're told to do.
Yeah. Yep, that's about it.
Okay.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, thank you. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network, and we're going to take another phone call from Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I've got two topics, and if you can hold me over if I have to on the second one. But the second one is going to be gun control in Virginia and so on. But the first is, you were talking about those national security letters and so on. Those have been around since the Patriot Act was passed in 01. And to give you an idea what they can do about illegal search and seizure and under the terrorist provisions of the Patriot Act, they can go to without a warrant. They can, of course, the feds or whoever can toss your house. Don't have to tell you. You come home, you looks like you've been robbed or something, and probably you have. But it turns out it might have been the feds. But you don't know who it is, even, right? They don't even have to tell you they've been there. They can go to your priest. They can go to your psychiatrist. They can go to your tax attorney or your attorney. They can go to anybody, and they can say, "Give me every your accountant." They can say, "Give me everything you have on Mike," and the guy says no, and he said, "Well, you're subject to something like 5 years in jail if you refuse." And by the way, if you tell Mike, that I've been here, and we've got all his psychiatric records and all his financial records and all his stuff from his doctor or whatever. If you even let on that we were here to anybody, you'll be subject to a 5-year jail sentence. So you don't even know this is happening to you. So that
it's real Gestapo tactics.
Yeah, but Mike, that's been on since 2003. They've been doing that since,
yes.
'01, actually. So it's really bad, and they can turn the power of the state on you in a big way. And the main reason I wanted to call was what you were just talking about the thing in Virginia and the gun control, and how this might be a crystallization of really something bad or something good. But I would tell you that I'm not optimistic about it because they're the same people who have enough money and enough clout to get more than half the states to turn their back on our First Amendment rights on behalf of Israel, right? We've surrendered our First Amendment in all the state legislatures, and by the way, the feds want to do it too, and of course they'll take money just as quick as any state legislator will. They want the guns. They'll look at the people behind this gun-grabbing thing. They're primarily led by Zionist Jews, frankly. At any rate, Bloomberg being primary, he just like ponied up $100 million of his own money. But let's say, for instance, that they do what they did, the militias and all that, and they do what they did in a little larger scale in Virginia, the same thing that they did with what's-his-name's ranch in Vegas,
the Bundys.
Outside Vegas?
Yes.
The Bundy Ranch. And the militias came, and the only reason they didn't, frankly, kill Bundy was because other people were lined up to shoot back at them. And remember, I want to harken back to 2008 when they found an internal memorandum in the FBI when they were openly discussing in interoffice memos, the Dallas FBI was, about opening fire with snipers on the leadership of the unarmed Occupy Wall Street movement. Do you remember that?
Yes, I remember that one.
So these guys have absolutely no compunction about opening fire, and when they can't do a Clive and Bundy because people back him up, what they do is Lavoy Finicum, where they get him off on his own and they just murder him. What will happen is they will not have a big confrontation, obviously, with the militia. That would be catastrophic for the governor and the people who voted this in. And so they'll back off and wait till they defuse and go home, right? And then they'll pick off the leaders, arrest them one at a time, and so on. The big thing, though, is that they'll use all the apparatus of you-know-whose apparatus, all the press, all the TV, all the movies, all the TV stations, everything. And they'll say, and they'll equate the militias and gun ownership with white supremacy. And they'll say, these are white supremacist, neo-Nazi, anti-Semitic guys. They'll make all those. They'll connect all those dots.
Well, they tried to do that with that kosher market shooting. And people were already out there, you know, tweeting, this is what white supremacy does. And then somebody said, the shooters in this case were black. And everybody was taking their tweets down. the fact of the matter is that corporate media isn't getting the traction with the American people it used to. And I think that's one of the reasons why we're seeing this gelling of resistance in Virginia is because the people of Virginia, they're not buying what they see on TV about guns are bad and gun owners are crazy and all the rest of it. And Virginia, of course, has got a rich tradition as a shooting state, gun state, hunting state. And my concern, of course, is
it's
that
the state of
if
Patrick
something
Henry
were
too,
to break
free
up,
speech.
It could spread across the country.
Mike, it's the state of Patrick Henry as well. Can you call me for?
Yeah, I'm going to hold you over. Don't hang up. And we'll be right back with Peter. And we've got another caller waiting on the line. So stay tuned.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Peter in Los Angeles about gun control. And at this point, it's very obvious that the false flags aren't working, that they can't trick the American people into surrendering their weapons. In fact, the more the government lies to us about Assad sarin gas and Saddam's nuclear weapons and everything, I think the more people are hanging onto their guns. These buyback programs aren't really working. In fact, they're actually encouraging theft, because people will go steal a gun from a relative and turn it in for, you know, the cash reward or the bag of groceries or whatever is being offered. And every time you get a gun grabber out there screaming about how the American people must be disarmed, gun sales go through the roof. So the only way the gun grabbers are going to get what they want is some kind of transformative event where there's a declared state of national emergency, and they'd simply come on out and say, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights is suspended, and we're going to start sending soldiers door-to-door to grab the guns. Now, that even of itself may prove to be problematic, because some years ago, there was what was called the Combat Arms Survey administered to Marines, who are exempt from posse comitatus, and it asked point blank, would you be willing to kill American citizens who refuse to surrender their guns to the government? And the response on the combat arms survey was for the most part in the affirmative, yes, we would be willing. But I had one of those Marines I was doing business with, and he said, you know, basically we said the affirmative on the combat arms survey because that was clearly what the officers wanted us to say. And he said, the reality is that your Marines are not going to fire on American citizens just for wanting to hold on to their legally owned firearms. But, you know, we could see something like that happen in this country where they say, you know, there's a terrorist cell out there, or they've got this or they've got that, and, you know, start turning in your guns. And as somebody else once said, they'll just use snipers to pick off the leaders of the resistance, which is why we need to have a leaderless resistance if we're going to be effective.
Well, Mike, again, this when it comes to immigration, when it comes to our Bill of Rights, the First Amendment, certainly search and seizure, privacy, everything else, they're already turning their back on the country. They're absolutely unconcerned
yes.
with the Constitution and the law. What we do know, however, is that every one of these guys in the states, the governors, the legislatures, and the feds, with the Senate and the House, and the presidency itself, and the courts, they're up for sale. They are for sale. And we have a bunch of people who
yes.
can print money out of nothing, who are taking away our very basic First Amendment rights so they can't be criticized. And they're not going to stop at this. And one important point is they don't need to have Marines to say they won't open fire. They have drones. And all you need is a couple of
yes.
sociopaths sitting in Nellis Air Force Base that can control 50 drones and wipe these guys out at leisure. And they don't need to be tethered at all to legality or morality or worry about the loyalty of the Army or the Navy, whatever it is, because they don't need them anymore. That's
yep.
the one thing that technology has now snipped. Even the most heinous regimes in the past have always had to at least tailor their policies so that they weren't completely repugnant to the Army because the Army kept them in power. They don't need that anymore. But at any rate, these guys own, they can print the money. They own all
yes.
the legislatures. They own the courts. And they're going to paint this as a supremacy thing that I told you about. They'll make sure that this is a complete issue. It will be portrayed that way every way. And that's how they'll come back at them. But that's just, what do you think about that?
Well, I know that they're not going to give up their agenda to disarm the American people. I know that they're willing to break all the rules and do anything it takes to get what they want. We're already seeing, you know, groups like Antifa are openly resorting to violence in the streets to try and push their agenda through. We're seeing that in Great Britain ever since the Tories won that election. Antifa is now rioting all across the country. It's real brown shirt stuff. And I think we're seeing the entire world heading into a period of prolonged crisis between you know, liberalism, less control at all, versus other people who just say, just leave me alone. You know, let me do what I do. Let me take care of my family and just otherwise leave me alone. Unfortunately, liberalism's entire political philosophy is they have to be in control of absolutely every aspect of your life because they're absolutely convinced they can re-engineer your mind if they do that.
Mike, it's not just liberalism wants to control that. But I will also say, look at the threads you can draw between Jesse Smollett, which was of course aimed at making it look like it was somebody who it was not. This latest thing you said about that deli in Brooklyn, which was aimed at making people look bad, and all that. But if they control the media, you know, and there's no follow up, there's no consequences. That's what happens.
Yes, what happened. All right, Peter, we're going to let you go. We got to take some more commercials. We got another caller waiting on the line. We will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to Kelly in Austin. Aloha, Kelly. Thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind today?
Certainly, that was another very good call from Peter. I always enjoy hearing his comments. I think they're very incisive and insightful. So I encourage Peter to call in as often as he can, because I'm sure that many of your listeners enjoy hearing what he has to say. Lately, I've been listening to a lot of your callers who are encouraging supporters of Donald Trump to find somebody else to support other than Trump in 2020. And to me, that's nothing more than a recipe for disaster, because they can't find anybody within the Republican Party or anywhere else in this country who's going to do anything but lose to the Democrats. And that will give Democrats control of government, which is exactly what Democrats want. I'm upset about some of the things that they've called about as well. But my point here is that I'm willing to give Trump another 4 years because we can't afford to give Democrats control for even a day down the road. It's important that we do what would happen in Britain, and that is wipe these people from the field, take control of government, and then push this and push government to where we know it needs to be, this country towards where it needs to be. I think we can work to within the Republican Party to reform things and to purge many of the rhinos from within its midst who are no better than the Democrats who are trying to undermine Trump. So when you look at things, where things stand now, yes, it might sound noble to encourage somebody to find somebody else to support other than Donald Trump. But be wary, because if these people think things are bad now, how bad will things be? How loudly will they scream and howl when they wake up and find out that Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren or some other left-wing freak is sitting in the White House, and the Senate and the House of Representatives are both in control of the Democrat Party? Do you really want that? Do you really want to risk that? I think it's worth giving Trump another 4 years to work with him, and after that we'll see what happens. But we cannot risk allowing Democrats to take control of this government again. We have got to run them out of office and then take control of government and push this country to where it needs to be.
Well, you make a lot of good sense here. And of course, there is the other aspect that Trump in his second term isn't going to owe anybody any favors. He's not going to feel obligated to please his backers and controllers, because they can't help him win a third term. And I know every second term president is always talking about, oh, gee, if only I could have a third term. It's not going to happen. And so Trump in his second term would be under a lot less of these constraints he's getting from people like Sheldon Adelson. But you're absolutely right. There's really nobody else to turn to on the GOP side. They just ran a poll. Trump is polling ahead of every single one of the Democrat candidates who are out there.
That's got to make Nancy Pelosi and that idiot Adam Schiff and that Jew Schumer angry as hell.
Along with Hillary Clinton, because I'm convinced that she's trying to find some way where she can insert herself into next year's race, whether it's going to be a brokered convention or who knows what's going to happen. But when you look at some of the underhanded stuff they did during the primary season in 2016, anything is possible at this point. In fact, I'm still very concerned that if the Senate does not remove Trump from office, and I don't think they're going to do that, that the next step will be for the deep state to try and just assassinate him directly. Put Pence in the Oval Office, because the Democrats can roll right over Pence in the next year's elections.
I think you're correct there. I don't think the Senate is going to remove Trump, period. I don't think there's a snowball's chance in hell that that will happen. But I think the deep state, if its back is pushed to the wall, will do to Trump what it did to John F. Kennedy.
Yes,
and that was obviously a deep state operation, and the government here, the deep staters, have proved time and again that they're willing to resort to assassination and anything else they can resort to in order to maintain control, a death grip on this country. Many of those people, if
not
they can
just
be identified,
this country, the world. I mean, you know, look how they're rioting all over Great Britain. You know, to heck with what the voters want. We liberals, we know what's best for all the rest of you, you know, and, you know, we know that you have the freedom to use any bathroom that you want to use, and Common Core is good for our kids, and we know what's best. So stop trying to vote for anybody but us, because, you know, you're being a stooge for Vladimir Putin if, in point of fact, you refuse to go along with us.
Mm-hmm. You've heard that sentiment expressed by the media before, by the so-called mainstream media. I've heard it more than once. So the one who comes to mind is that idiot Chris Cuomo, who said something to that effect. And also you've had others who said, well, it's the job of the media to form public opinion. No, the role of the media is to report and to inform.
That's its original purpose, but, you know, the media has been co-opted. I mean, during World War II, our government was looking at the amazing job that the Nazis did by controlling their media. I mean, they even went so far as to make radios available to the German people for virtually no cost, but the radios could only tune in the sanctioned German radio stations, so they couldn't hear anything coming from any other countries.
Well, yes, but Herr Goebbels was a master propagandist. I think he runs rings around some of the people in this government today. Well,
I don't know. I mean, if Goebbels had had access to the technology that our people do, you know, and I'll grant you, some of our people in the intelligence community are real goofballs and they do some really stupid things, which is why we keep finding out about what they're doing. But yeah, it's the new technology has given this government, incredible power, to intrude into our private lives, and to just exercise control over us. And it really is very, very dangerous. I'm more afraid of the government's computers than I am of the government's guns.
Oh, I am too. And I heard your report today about the FBI wanting access to our credit records and our financial transactions. That's an example of a state, a deep state operation run amok.
Well, it's a police state.
The people who are pushing that have got to be hauled in and, frankly, hanged. We can't have that in this country. My last comment here is that with regard to the gun control issue in Virginia, I was pleased to hear that at least one county in Virginia was thinking about or had authorized the formation of a countywide militia. And I think that's an idea that can catch on. Of course, that would obviously get a lot of flack from the state legislature, legislatures and legislators. But I think that's actually a way to confront this matter, let the politicians in the state capitals of this country know that they have gone way too far.
I think something like 70 counties in Virginia that have already declared themselves gun rights sanctuaries. And I don't like the word confrontation. It really comes down to how far are the gun grabbers willing to go to achieve their agenda? And as one of our earlier callers said, we know that they're willing to use snipers to take out the leadership. Of anybody who has the effrontery to stand up and say to the government, you're wrong. And as long as you refuse to comply with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, you are not a legitimate government.
Yes, I read something on the web today. It was on Gab, but it was linked to something else. And so I looked it up on other sources and found it on more than one source. But apparently the governor of Virginia is reported to have been considering ways to cut off the electricity, internet, phone service, anything else to the counties in Virginia that have declared themselves sanctuary counties. Now, I don't know whether that's true, but it sounds like something that a desperate Democrat might do.
It does sound like an act of desperation. And this could result in legal actions. But if they get it up to the Supreme Court has repeatedly ruled that the Second Amendment does represent an individual right to keep and bear arms. And the purpose of the Second Amendment is to allow the American people to have a force of arms to match those in the hands of the government itself, to hold abusive government at bay. And it may come down to that. And I don't want to see that. But at this point, it looks like, again, how far is the government, how far are the gun grabbers willing to go to achieve their ends? They've been trying to do it with propaganda and deception. It's not working. They're not getting the traction any longer. Every time they start screaming about disarming the American people go out and buy more guns.
Well, don't underestimate their resolve to do something. Now, I'm 68 years old. I'm a very youngish 68-year-old guy. And I don't want to see, confrontation. But if push comes to shove, I won't hesitate to pull out one of the 25 firearms in my gun safe here and become affiliated with a militia. I'm very capable of using my gun. I know my guns inside and out. And there are many other people out here like me in Texas who will not hesitate to step forward with our own firearms, our own ammunition, along with other people, to stop a tyrannical government from running amok. So,
well, they're already running pretty much amok, you know. And they're trying to boil the frog slowly, but I think in Virginia they turned up the heat just a little too quickly, a little too fast.
Well, they did, but I tell you what, it caught the attention of many millions of people across the country. And so
I expect
that there are people, that there are many millions of people in other states who are having discussions about doing in their states what is being done in the sanctuary counties in Virginia, not only declaring themselves sanctuary counties, but possibly even forming countywide militias to keep the government agents from operating within their counties and to keep the National Guard out. So first, I can't imagine the National Guard anyway embracing any of this nonsense. I read a comment from the National Guard commandant, or whatever you call him, in Virginia, and he didn't sound as though he was very enthusiastic.
No, he did not sound enthusiastic about that. But I'll tell you, for that one county that's already organizing its own formal militia, you need to basically tap whoever's in your county that has military experience and start thinking mm-hmm. about a guerrilla war. Because you'd be insane mm-hmm. to go head-to-head against U.S. Army regulars and just think about how are you going to take down those drones overhead? How are you going to mess mm-hmm. up their communications and their internet and start laying those plans now?
That's absolutely the only way you can fight this is with guerrilla warfare.
Yes.
Look how effective guerrilla warfare was in Vietnam. Look how effective guerrilla
yes.
warfare is in Afghanistan and in other countries. You have countries with powerful armies that are just held at a standstill because they're being confronted by people who are fighting guerrilla tactics. That's what the Americans did during the Revolutionary War. They fought guerrilla warfare.
That's true.
Guerrilla tactics against the Brits, and the Brits complained because they said, "Oh, well, this isn't cricket. You know, you should come out and stand out in the open so we can fire at you." And the Americans said, "Screw you."
That's really what it came on down to.
Right.
And the fact of the matter is, there's also one other factor you need to keep in mind. Okay, the American people, the gun owners, are going to be fighting for their homes and loved ones that they can just look at and see. And that's going mm-hmm. to give them a tremendous psychological advantage over whatever mercenary forces are sent in against them. That's also worked against Britain in the American Revolution. The American mm-hmm. colonists were fighting for their homes and families and businesses. The Brits were just there for a paycheck.
Which Japanese officer was it who said early on in the war that Japan had no hope of invading the United States? He said because there would be a farm behind every blade of grass or behind every tree.
Yamamoto or Hirohito.
It might have been. I'm not sure it was. I've read that comment more than once, but it was very telling. And I think it applies today as much as it applied back then. It wouldn't take that long for many people, for militias organized within states to mount an effective resistance against any kind of armed government assault on people. You have to consider as well
yes.
that many people who are in the military, whether it's National Guard or regular army or whatever else, are not sympathetic to this at all. And I can't imagine a soldier who has sworn to uphold the Constitution of the United States against enemies foreign and domestic will consider firing upon American citizens as as an obligation he has to carry out at the orders of a president. Any president who orders that against his own people should be hauled out and hanged. Any politician who supports that should be hanged. There is no excuse for that. And unfortunately, I think in this country today, you have too many people, most of them, probably 95% of the Democrats, who wouldn't hesitate to do that if given a chance.
Yes.
Well, this has been a good program today, Mike. And again, I want to reiterate how much I enjoy hearing Peter's comments. Peter, please call in again. I always enjoy hearing what you have to say. And
okay. Well, remember, we are back to we're back to enforcing the one call per caller per day. And Peter's had his call for today, so we'll have to wait till tomorrow to hear more of his wisdom.
Calling again when he can tomorrow, day after, because I think his comments are always really well thought out. Good show, Mike.
Okay. I'm just looking at this spot that's running on Fox News about dial this 800 number and show that you support President Trump. Okay, so we're going to take a break from commercials. We're going to be back here with the last segment of our program today after these few words.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today here. And over at Google, somebody noticed that when you run a search for this Chinese performing arts company called Shen Yun, instead of getting information about the performing arts company, you are shuttled over to Chinese government propaganda attacking this performing arts group. And whether Google is just being paid by the Chinese government to do this, or they have some reason, other reason. It's obvious you're not getting it. Other search engines do not show this behavior. And this sort of ties in with something else that I've noticed. Google is no longer a web search engine. It's an ad search engine. No matter what you put into Google that you're searching for, the first page is going to be nothing but advertisements for companies that are selling something they think might be associated with your search term. And they really have made themselves not very useful, and that's why you should be seriously looking at other search engines like DuckDuckGo. All right, Visa is warning holiday travelers to be wary of hackers using self-service gas station kiosks to steal your credit card information. And apparently, they're able now to do this with emails that infect the gas station's computers. They don't even have to put that little extra shell on the outside of the gas station. This one is just a little sick. The Epilepsy Foundation has been hit in a mass strobe cyber attack. Hackers sent images of flashing strobe lights to the foundation's thousands of Twitter followers in several attacks. Now, this, of course, if you have epilepsy, flashing lights can set off a seizure. In fact, one of the things that was always very frustrating for me, you know, growing up in the animation and visual effects industry, is how many times I had to tell people, no, you cannot pulse this light at 3 per second. You'll set off all the epileptics. And why they don't actually teach that in film and animation school, I don't know. You know, but there have been some bad situations where Japanese anime has flashing lights and it's affected children watching the show. But apparently these hackers are doing this deliberately. They're sending out these messages to all these people who are epileptic and throwing them into seizures. And nobody knows if any people have actually been killed by this. But it's a stupid thing to do. It's very, very deadly. Okay, I've just been informed by our control room that John Stadmiller has two important guests today concerning agriculture and Agenda 21. He's going to have Tom DeWeese and Vincent Finelli, and they're going to be talking about, actually, I think it's Agenda 30 now. They had to sort of back off the date because they're not making a lot of progress. But this is all coming down from the United Nations, which is fully on board with this one world government because they think it's going to be them. but according to sources I have inside the UN itself, they're more corrupt than any other government you're going to see on Earth. By the way, speaking of corrupt, well, I'm going to hold this off until tomorrow because there's the music. It's time for us to get on out of here. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller with Tom DeWeese and Vincent Finelli. I'm sure they're going to have a lot of interesting things for you to think about. Please spread the word of RBN. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please think about putting something in our Christmas stocking this year because we've been good little girls and boys. And we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.